Thank you for joining me today. And as you well know, if you've been with us all week, we're spending significant and hopefully meaningful time in the final book of the entire Bible, the Revelation of Jesus Christ, chapter 1. And as we come into verse 5, we meet Jesus Christ, and the Apostle John outlines for us 10 facts about the Master Jesus that we want to pay close attention to. And if you will go to the God Is Facebook page, you will find that I have outlined these for you there. Just go to Facebook and punch in God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E. You'll find the 10 facts listed there for you. And as we get going today, let me repeat these for you according to the grouping I have given them. Facts numbers 1 through 3 go together. And these are fact number 1, Jesus is the faithful witness. Fact number 2, Jesus is the firstborn of the dead. In fact, number 3, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. This is the first group. I have already talked with you about facts 1 and 2. Today, I will give you some insights into this third fact. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. And then on Monday, we will carry on with fact number 4, which is this. Fact number 4, Jesus loves us. And then fact number 5, Jesus released us from our sin by his blood. Fact number 6, Jesus made his followers to be a kingdom, priests to his God and Father. Fact number 7, to Jesus belongs the glory and dominion forever and ever. This is the second group, facts 4 through 7. And then the final three facts are in group number 3. These are fact number 8, Jesus is coming with the clouds. Fact number 9, every eye will see Jesus, even those who pierced him. And fact number 10, the tribes of the earth will mourn over Jesus. So you have 10 facts about Christ in 3 distinct groups, and I'll explain why I have grouped these as we enter fact number 4 next week. But for today, let's circle back to this. It is a fact of Jesus Christ that he is ruler of the kings of the earth. Let me just read this in Revelation. I'll start at verse 5a of Revelation 1. And from Jesus Christ, the ruler of the kings of the earth. It is definitely a biblical fact that Jesus rules over all rulers and that Jesus is the King of Kings. Just listen to other texts later in the Revelation. This is Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14. Here, Jesus is called the Lamb. The Lamb will overcome them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Christ has total dominion and power over any and all earthly human lords and kings. And then listen to Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16. And on his robe and on his thigh, he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is Revelation 19 and verse 16. What you heard there is the truth, and what a description of what Christ looks like. He literally has the words, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, etched into his thigh. This title emphasizes his total reign and rule over all kings and lords, absolute sovereignty. Have forward thinking and see in your mind's eye all of the kings and lords, rulers of this world, bowing before his majesty, King Jesus. All of the pride that the kings and queens and presidents and prime ministers all have. I mean, you cannot be president of the United States if you're not prideful, and most often a full-blown narcissist. And who is a narcissist? This is a person who has an excessive interest or admiration of themselves. And that's only an introductory definition. Whether you voted for them or not, if we take just the two most recent occupants of the Oval Office, Barack Obama and Donald Trump, I am certain any objective person will agree that both men have an excessive interest and admiration of themselves. And you certainly will not get any argument from me if you say all politicians do. If this is the way you feel, I think you're right. For those of you listening to me outside these United States, just think of your own ruler bowing before Christ one day. What a shock this will be for by far the majority of them. Kings, dictators, of which there are many, and other various rulers do not take to the idea that they will ever bow before someone else. let alone Jesus Christ. But the Bible clearly and repeatedly teaches, indeed, they all will. And this comes back to our fact number 3 in Revelation 1, verse 5. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth. Paul's letter to the church at Philippi rings out here. The Apostle Paul wrote this great truth in Philippians chapter 2, verses 10 through 11. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Please notice the emphasis here on every. And every means every, all, no exceptions. You bow, I bow, everyone who has ever lived and will ever live bows before who? Jesus Christ. And this includes all of our royalty, rulers, and heads of government. It is shocking how few of them love and serve our Lord now, isn't it? But they are going to know Christ and serve Christ then, aren't they all? Biblically, there is another fascinating way to get at the sovereign rule of Christ, and that is to look at this from the perspective of the devil. If you've got your Bible handy, turn with me backwards from the Revelation to the Gospel of Matthew and put your finger at chapter 4. In this chapter, Matthew tells us in detail about the temptation in the wilderness for Jesus, which was given to him by Satan. Too bad I do not have time here at the end of the week to teach all of this rich section of the scripture, but peek in here with me beginning at verse 8. This is Matthew 4, verse 8. Again, the devil took Jesus to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. So here we have Jesus, God in human flesh, and Satan, the devil, the evil one. And the devil shows to Jesus up on this very high mountain all of the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Note the word kingdoms. They're standing there looking at this, and then in verse 9, Satan says, "All these things I will give you if you fall down and worship me." In other words, hey, Jesus, if you will fall down on your face and worship me, Satan, then I will give you all these kingdoms of the whole world in all their glory. The devil wants Jesus to worship him. And this is laughable. Why would the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, why would Jesus Christ, who is the King, who already dominates and has sovereign charge over all of the kingdoms Satan was showing him, why would he ever worship the devil? Satan, as usual, is delusional. He's deceived himself. Talk about a narcissist. Here then is Jesus' reply. I love this. Matthew chapter 4 and verses 10 through 11. Then Jesus said to the devil, "Go, Satan. For it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and began to minister to Jesus. God will never, ever bow to Satan. It's always the opposite way around. Satan, the devil, this evil one, will always worship God and serve him only, just as we all will. Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth, says Revelation 1, and this is exactly the response Jesus gives to Satan in the wilderness. And to notice, of course, how Jesus uses the scripture to counter the devil. Jesus' statement that you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only is found in Deuteronomy 6:13 and Deuteronomy 10:20. Jesus uses the scripture to overcome temptation. We must also. Dear Christian, know and use the Bible to defend yourself from Satan. I want to make a statement, and I understand this may upset some of you. I'll take that risk. And you can always write to me if ever I offend you. In my estimation, if Christians truly understand that Jesus is ruler of the kings of the earth, then Christians will pay far less attention to politics and give no money to it, but rather spend our time sharing the gospel with non-believers and invest our money in expanding the kingdom of God. I am personally sickened by the amount of time and money many of the Christians I know spend on what's going on in Washington, D.C. or outside America in your own political interests and concerns. Those of you in Hong Kong, where I've lived 20 years, know what I mean. A ton of time is spent worrying over the direction of that great city, now again under communist rule. If Christians will truly understand that Jesus is ruler of the kings of the earth, then Christians will pay far less attention to politics and give no money to it, but will rather spend our time sharing the gospel with non-believers and invest our money in expanding the kingdom of God. King Jesus, Lord Jesus, reigns and rules. As the Bible also teaches, God put certain rulers in governmental authority over us for certain seasons. God puts them in and God takes them out. And one day there will be a heavenly accounting for these men and women who ruled over us. I contend our God-given mission in this world is not to focus on the kings of this earth, but rather to be obsessed with the ruler, Jesus Christ. It's time that Christians put aside politics and invested our short lives into what matters eternally, getting the word of God to people in desperate need of the truth. Only believers in Christ can do this. So let everyone else worry about the next election. You worry about your next door neighbor. And if that doesn't sit well with you, don't fuss about it. Write and tell me. But for me, when I read our fact number 3, Jesus is the ruler of the kings of the earth, it gives me comfort that God is the ruler yet. And it gives me focus in my mission to live out the gospel in such a way, to speak forth the truth of the gospel in such a way that all people around me will bow before Jesus here and now and say, "You, Lord Jesus, are my King and Lord." And they will be saved from sin and will spend eternity with us worshiping Christ. Are you with me on this? Then let's honor Christ this weekend. And then join me again on Monday, for God is...